Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, today I have good news and bad news. The bad news is it's not Friday. But the good news is we're only one day away from it.
Yeah, you guys are not going to believe what happened.
What happened?
What happened?
I woke up this morning.
And?
It's Thursday.
Today is Thursday.
Well, so far, that is very believable.
What do you have?
Well, I've brought you the greatest gift of all.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Loud early morning.
Early morning.
Entertainment.
Well, in that case...
Entertain me!
It's showtime.
It is indeed showtime. It's not early morning. It is actually late afternoon, but... We won't quibble about that. Well, what do you know? The savior of the Democrat Party has finally... how long we've been waiting for Joe Biden to get around to announcing he was actually going to run for president again. Third time is a charm. And I guess women everywhere now cringing in fear that creepy Uncle Joe... is going to be out there manhandling any woman that comes within arm's reach of him. And what does Biden do? He kicks off his campaign with a lie. Yeah. And an easily proven, easily refutable lie. Great to have you along. Here we go, getting underway. Bobby Mack Electric Radio Program. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address, bob@1063word.com. You know, you would think that Biden would be better at this by now. I mean, he announced he was going to run for president the first time, what, 1988? And then 20 years later, gave it another stab, 2008. And now here he is again. Former Veep Joe Biden announcing his 2020 campaign in a video today. Boy, that's hip. You know, he's an old white guy, but he's got to appear, if not woke, at least tech savvy. And in his announcement video, warning about the rise of white nationalism under President Donald Trump. Yeah, right. Because Trump is a racist, you know. The candidate featured lengthy footage of the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, calling it a defining moment in the country's history, saying, quote, it was there... August of 2017, we saw Klansmen and white supremacists and neo-Nazis come out in the open, their crazed faces illuminated by torches, veins bulging and bearing the fangs of racism. Boy, there's some purple prose, if ever I heard it. He praised the courageous Americans who clashed with a group of protesters, creating violence in the city. That's when we heard the president of the United States that stunned the world and shocked the conscience of this nation, Biden said, repeating the hoax that the president called neo-Nazis and white supremacists very fine people. He then went on to scold the president for equivocating between those spreading hate and those with the courage to stand against it. At that moment, Biden said, yeah, it was a bolt from the blue for Biden. At that moment, I knew that the threat to this nation was unlike any that I ever seen in my lifetime. Biden's campaign advisors had discussed launching his campaign in Charlottesville. That would have been good. Continuing to perpetuate the lie, But some activists and residents in the city expressed concerns about using the tragedy as a campaign backdrop. Well, since when has that ever stopped the Democrats from having a theatrical moment? Biden ran for president unsuccessfully in the 1988 and 2008 elections before Obama selected him as his running mate. Anybody remember the rationale behind the sainted Barack Hussein Obama choosing Joe Biden as his running mate? Wasn't it because Biden provided so-called assassination insurance? That there were sure to be people that were going to come after Obama? But if they knew that he had as his veep Joe Biden, then, you know, they weren't going to end up with that result. Okay. So, let's go back, shall we? And I will quote for you directly, because this is not the first time that the left, they continually try and bring this hoax back up that Trump has neo-Nazi tendencies, that he's like Hitler. When the president spoke about the protest in 2017 that turned violent in Charlottesville, he clearly stated in a forthright denunciation the neo-Nazis and their use of violence. What did President Trump say? Let me tell you the exact words he used. And I quote, "The neo-Nazis and white nationalists should be condemned totally." Could you be any more straightforward than that? But rather than sharing the president's comment, the media outlets promulgated the fiction that Trump was endorsing the neo-Nazis by repeatedly citing deceptively edited comments. A few days later, giving the media a second chance at getting their facts straight, the president said, and again I quote, "Racism is evil, and those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs, including the KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups that are repugnant to everything we hold dear as Americans." And yet, today, here is creepy Uncle Joe plugs Biden, again using this falsehood, this phony story, this misquoted, misedited piece from the media, that Donald Trump is a racist. Oh, but hey, there's big news today. Yep, big news on the polling front. Mm-hmm. Joe Biden is the front runner over Democrats and Donald J. Trump. Well, you know what Biden says.
Don't screw around with me.
Right. So he's the leader. He's the leader in the clubhouse right now. In polling data, a Morning Consult Politico poll, April 19th through 21st. Okay. Biden leads Trump 42% to 34%. And as usual, when we see these kinds of polls, we immediately pose the interrogatory. Well, okay, who did you poll? Yeah, I'll tell you who they polled when we come right back here on the Bobby Mack Show on Thursday. And a bunch of Biden's greatest hits along the way today, too. Like when he was talking about Congressman Paul Ryan.
Congressman Ryan and the Congressional Republicans, as one person said, have already passed in the Republican House what Governor Ryan is promising to give the whole nation.
Governor Ryan. Oh, geez. This guy, he's a walking human gaffe machine. Be right back.
Bob McLean!
Who can it be now? How about a geriatric guy who never accomplished much of anything in a lifetime in the United States Senate, who now comes riding in on a white charger as the savior of the woke party of the Democrats? I guess you would have to say Biden is the most moderate of the Democrat candidates in the field. But that's like saying he's the least crazy in the insane asylum. I just thought of that. That's pretty good. As former Vice President Joe Biden enters the race for the Democrat presidential nomination, he's doing so as the front runner, polling ahead of both fellow Democrats and President Donald Trump. A new Morning Consult / Politico poll conducted April 19th through the 21st among 1,992 registered voters found Biden leading the president by 8 percentage points in a hypothetical matchup. And you know, it may never come to anything more than a hypothetical matchup. Can Biden even get the nomination? Bernie feels like the party owes it to him. They screwed him out of it last time, you know, with the superdelegates all lined up for Hillary. What else is in here? Yeah, it goes on and on about his polling. Now then, we do a bit of a deep dive into this Morning Consult Politico. You know, Politico is as left as they come. That's, you know, web arm of the WAPO, the Washington Post. The poll released yesterday morning by Morning Consult and Politico shows former VP Joe Biden with an 8-point lead over Donald Trump in the 2020 presidential election. To many, that is shocking. Shocking, I say, because the president's approval rating and numbers have been quite high at this point in his presidency, even higher than the sainted Barack Hussein Obama during his first 2 years. However, if you dig below the surface of the polling data, the reason for this anomaly becomes starkly clear. And you probably have arrived at this conclusion before I even tell you about it. The poll shows this big of a lead because most of those polled were, all together now, Democrats! Of course! Let's see here. Trump approval and disapproval. 57% disapprove of Trump's job performance, 39% approve. Trump approval question two. Strongly approve or disapprove. Strongly approve is 20%. Somewhat approve, 19%. Somewhat disapprove, 12%. Strongly disapprove, 45%. You see the way this is going. Favorable of Trump, 39%. Unfavorable, 55%. The poll shows widespread support among women for Biden. Of course it was. Or, of course, the result did show that because what was the biggest group polled in this survey? Democratic women. How many, though, and these are, you know, self-identify. Are you a Democrat? Are you an independent? Are you a Republican? 16% of the people in the poll identified as Republican men, 14% as women. There's an obvious over-representation of those who voted Democrat in the last election. House voted Democrat, 853. House voted Republican, this is 2018, 633. More than 220 more Democrats than Republicans in the poll. 36% voted for Hillary. As the 2020 election season heats up, beware of polling that has an agenda. Remember the polling last time around? Jeez. I'm trying to remember which one was the closest. There was one. I mean, nobody got it. You know, nobody got it right. But there was one that was closest. Now, I'll have to go back and do a deeper dive and find out which one that was. In the meanwhile, let me catch up with the text line 71307. Bobby, believing these polls is like believing in Santa Claus. Except, of course, we all know that Santa Claus is real. Bob, so you poll a majority of Democrats and still only get an 8% advantage, your own cheating poll results ought to scare you. Bob, I think we saw in 2016 just how valuable these polling results are. Yeah, no kidding. Now, Bob, it'll be hard to top stand-up Chuck. Yeah, we do have a bunch of Biden's greatest hits in here. Here is Joe during a campaign speech. Pay attention to what he says, because this speech was delivered in the Buckeye State of Ohio.
I mean, literally. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a guy who's running all the ads here in Iowa saying that he's going to get tough on China. I've had the great privilege of being able to be in this state now. I think it's my 25th event. I'm not sure, but I've been all over the state.
Yeah, too bad you don't know what state it is, Joe. Remember he was in North Carolina and said something about being in South Carolina? What a buffoon. Text line, Biden and Bernie would be 80 plus by 2024. We might as well have Ruth Bader Ginsburg on the ticket. Bob, the Democrats claim to hate rich old white men, but look at their top two candidates. It's going to be fun watching them devour each other. Bob, speaking of hoaxes, the fake poll showing Biden ahead of Trump on the day Biden announced, reminiscent of the 2016 fake polls. Biden doesn't even have half of the Democrat Party support. Bob, who did they poll? Biden's family members? Hey, Bob, so creepy Uncle Joe has a new tactic, steal some of Trump's concepts, ideology, and ideals and rename them. In other words, make America what it used to be. Sounds a lot like make America great again, doesn't it? Next thing you know, he'll be supporting the border wall. Wait a minute. No, that would make him a racist. Bob, by any chance, did Biden speak out against the 5% movement? Bob, with all the dirt Joe Biden has on him, he can't possibly last too long as a candidate. With that in mind, I think we ought to start a pool as to when he will drop out of the race, either voluntarily or by necessity. I give him till mid-May. From Al in Simpsonville. Yeah, we'll set up. We'll do an over and under. And we can do as Al suggested. We can use mid-May. You know, over or under for Biden out. Bob, I won't vote for Joe, but I hope he stays in long enough to get Botox injections the way he did when he ran with Obama. Yeah, to go along with his hair plugs. Bob, Uncle Joe says we're in a struggle to save what makes America, America. But you notice he doesn't state what side of the struggle he is on. Yeah, it's true. Bob, remember, it's not a lie if the Democrats believe it. Yeah, and they do. They eat it up with a spoon. Yeah. Crazy Uncle Joe. Keep your teenage daughters away from Biden campaign rallies is my advice. 3:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Patrick's ready to go in the news center, and I'm right back on the other side here on the day before Friday. Welcome back. 3:37 here in the Bobby Mac Show this Thursday afternoon. Again, in on the text line, Bob, Joe Biden is a moderate. Well, when I use that phrase, I use it generically. My point being, compared to the other truly socialist Marxist candidates in the field, but as the texter points out, Bob, Joe Biden is a moderate, really? When Obama selected him as his running mate in 08, I recall the news media reporting that either Biden had the most liberal voting record in the Senate and Obama was number 3 or vice versa. Biden is a master as so many of the Democrats are, at hiding his true ideological convictions, and hence, how would he actually govern as president? From Colonel Ted, Bob, you called today Thursday. I am calling it Endgame Day. Bob, didn't Biden drop out of the 1988 race under allegations of plagiarism? Yeah, when he was in law school, I believe at Syracuse University, he had written some sort of thesis, and turned out that he had borrowed some phraseology in there from someone else. Kind of like his campaign kickoff today is a ripoff of Make America Great Again. We're joined now by my friend Tom Del Beccaro, who is an author, speaker, and former chairman of the California Republican Party. He wrote an op-ed for Fox News today. Kind of speculative, I guess, would be the way to describe that. Right, Tom?
And what are you trying to say? I make great predictions. Just call me up the day after the Super Bowl, and I'll predict it for you.
Well, certainly, Tom. I will give you this, though, Tom. You are more accurate, I think, in your assessments than is any Morning Consult Politico poll.
There you go. You mean the one that the political poll comes out about Biden over Trump, and if you dig down into the numbers,
right.
The people they and this was on Drudge, big thing, shock poll. The people they asked had a 55% negative view of Trump and a 39% positive.
And many of them, and many of them owed Joe Biden money.
There you go.
Yeah.
So I did put out. Good to be on. Thank you. I did an op-ed about who's really running for vice president, because look. There are 20 people running, and, you know, not everybody runs for vice president.
Sure.
President thinks they're going to win, right? They want to raise their profile. Maybe they got a particular issue they want to push so that they – that kind of thing. So, look, in my view, Bernie Sanders wins the race because there's two things going on here. Yes, there's this pageant poll across the country of Democrats, who they like, what they prefer. Right?
Yeah, the beauty contest, right?
Yes, but the reality is that this is fought on the ground, primary by primary, and in the order that is set. It's not like, well, if you do the 50 states and look at it. No, it's Iowa's first,
right.
And then comes New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you do in this process? So how will Joe Biden do? Well, I have a piece at Fox News. You can just Google my name and Fox News, or go to Political Vanguard and find it. Joe Biden stumbles. Even last night on a phone call with donors, with the press were allowed to listen in on, Joe Biden says, I hope your listeners take a moment to hear what I'm about to say, because Joe Biden said this out loud.
Yeah.
He said, I've been getting calls all over the world that I should run to save the country, to save the world. Now, I mean, he's not a disagreeable person. He's a likable enough guy, but he always stumbles with the things he said. The last time around, remember, he said, oh, look, this Obama guy, this clean
right.
Africa, da-da-da-da-da. He got in trouble for that because
yep.
he had the perjury problem.
Right.
He says, you know, to have a 7-Eleven in Maryland, you have to have a turban on your head.
And a slight Indian accent. Yeah, right.
And when they snickered at him, like, what are you saying? You know, nervous snicker, what are you saying? He says, I'm not kidding. He's just not a good candidate.
Yeah, he's a human gaffe machine. In fact, I just played a soundbite of him a few minutes ago, Tom, saying, you know, that I've been here campaigning in Iowa. I think I've made 25 campaign appearances here all over Iowa. He was giving the speech in Ohio.
Yeah. you're so persnickety. Why don't you just...
Yeah, I know. I'm just too picky, Tom.
It is. Is that like Obama saying 57 states?
It's very similar. You know, yes.
He could have been in public. That could have been a public school thing. No, he's just not that good a candidate. And at the end of the day, what matters is in Iowa, are they going to really burn for him? I use that word because But Bernie Sanders has the most, we've talked about this, the most committed followers.
Agreed.
And so he, if he wins Iowa, he's crushing it in New Hampshire. He's doubled. He's got 30% in New Hampshire. He's going to win that. They do have early voting in California starts. He has those two big victories. What's the press going to say? That he's not leading this time? And there's a difference here as well. Because last time around, you remember 4 years ago, the entire Democrat establishment was behind the Clintons, right? It was their machine.
You bet.
And they were going to make sure Bernie wasn't the guy.
Controlled all the superdelegates.
Yeah. And Joe Biden can't claim that. He can't even get Obama's endorsement, right? So he slips out of the gate. He's delayed in announcing because of all these stories about him and being too handsy. He even his rollout this time around, a video? Really?
Yeah.
He needs to come out with a bang. Oh, is that PC language? I'm sorry. He needs to come out looking great. Why didn't he have a big group of people behind him like Kamala Harris? He needs to raise a bunch of money. Bernie Sanders is a fundraising machine. He raised $18 million in a field of 20 Democrats.
Right.
Right?
What's that tell you? Yeah.
Joe Biden doesn't have any of this. So he releases a video. By the way, I know where you're located, but I'm located in California, and his video came out at 5 in the morning. That doesn't reach anybody in California who really cares. So he's a nice man. He's not a rough-and-tumble guy for a presidential campaign. I think he fades. And then the real question is who's going to – can Bernie forestall the media's love affair with Mayor Pete? I think he will.
Right.
Last year they were in love with Beto. But as you know, the media can only focus on so many identity, I was going to say, single older white males at a time, right?
Yeah, exactly.
They can't do Bernie, Biden, O'Rourke, and Mayor Pete at the same time. Too many.
Yeah, it is too many. We already, Tom, have opened the over and under window on how long this Biden presidential candidacy lasts. And my listeners, excuse me, my listeners are suggesting mid-May.
No.
You think he's around longer than that?
But, yes. I mean, back in the day when plagiarism mattered on both sides,
well,
it matters on one side now. But back in the day when that mattered on both sides, he got out because it was ugly.
Yep.
But the last time around, he made it through to Iowa. And I think it's more likely than not. How's that for the attorney? More likely than not that he makes it all the way to Iowa, I think he can get a top three or four showing. In fact, if he barely shows up at all, he'll do better than if he's around too much.
Yeah, that's true.
But I think he loses those first two things. And there's no, you know, but we'll see. Maybe because he's running for president now, this Ukraine thing will come out.
Yep, with his son.
What he did with his son.
Right.
And that'll... It certainly will stall it, but then you know what'll happen. If when he gets to early January and he's in Iowa, he'll say, oh, that's old news.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Move on. Right. Move on. Tom Del Beccaro has an op-ed piece today about Biden and the other candidates in the field who are really playing for second place as well. It's at foxnews.com. Tom is an author, speaker, and former chairman of the California Republican Party. Tom, thanks as always for your time. Good to talk to you today, my friend.
All right. Talk to you soon.
You bet. Take care. 3:47 now, 13 before 4 here on the Bobby Mac Show. We'll be right back. Yes, the latest Democrat savior is here, a two-time loser, Joe Biden. Some more of Joe's greatest hits from the human gaffe machine. He's speaking at a college number of years ago, getting an honorarium, I'm sure. And the president of the college, the president's name is Dr. Paper. But not according to Joe.
Thank you, Dr. Pepper, and thank you, Chancellor, or Dr. Paper, and thank you, Chancellor.
Dr. Pepper, so misunderstood, Dr. Paper. In on the text line 71307, Bobby, his campaign slogan should be Lying Biden. I feel ya. Announcement video? No, I think they passed on that. Bobby, there should be a 20-team Communist Party bracket to see who can guess which will be the biggest communist loser in the end. That explains a lot. So Lindsay learned his mastery of hiding who or what he really is from Uncle Joe. Bob, too bad you can't get some clips from back in the 70s when Biden said blacks were better off with their own schools and churches. This is something he is going to have to contend with through the course of the campaign, the fact that he has been around so long and has said so many things that are now, diametrically opposed to the new socialist Marxist Democrat Party. You know, the 1994 crime bill, the business with the Anita Hill, Clarence Thomas hearings. He has gone back and backtracked and apologized for that now. Said, yeah, I wish I could have done more to assist Anita Hill. And he was the chairman of the committee. He could have run that committee any way he wanted to. Bobby, what is your opening theme music? Yeah, see, this is the second one this week, even as long as the show has been on, because new people come in all the time, and we appreciate that. It is the opening theme from the John Adams miniseries that was on HBO a number of years ago. Just replayed recently on HBO. Rob Lane is the composer. It's the John Adams miniseries, and it's available where you find music. All right? Bob, third most liberal in the Senate in 08 is a whole lot different than third most liberal today. Most liberal voting record in the Senate, and Obama was number three. There you go. And I believe, almost was caught up there. Hey, Bobby, I have a Run, Joe, Run bumper sticker on my car. It is on the front bumper. I like it. Bob, I'm so glad that Joe Biden has decided to enter the race. It's going to be so much fun to see the Democrats eat him alive. Bobby, Joe Biden 2020, make America stupid again.
No!
Yeah, there you go. Now, he's got another serious problem as well. There was a column about this at thehill.com a couple of months ago. 2 years after leaving office, Joe Biden couldn't resist the temptation last year to brag to an audience of foreign policy specialists about the time as Veep that he strong-armed Ukraine into firing its top prosecutor. In his own words, with video cameras rolling, Biden described how he threatened the Ukrainian president in March of 2016 that the Obama administration would pull $1 billion in U.S. loan guarantees, sending the former Soviet republic toward insolvency if it didn't immediately fire Prosecutor General Viktor Shokin. I said, you're not getting the billion. I'm going to be leaving here, and I think it was about 6 hours. I looked at him and said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor is not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, SOB, he got fired, and they put in place someone who was solid at the time. Turns out that the reason Biden wanted this prosecutor fired was because he was coming after Biden's son. Ukrainian officials say there was one crucial piece of information Biden must have known but didn't mention. The prosecutor he got fired was leading a wide-ranging corruption probe into the natural gas firm Burisma Holdings that employed Biden's younger son, Hunter, as a board member. This guy was getting more than $166,000 a month from Burisma. He was on the board of directors of this big natural gas provider, even though I don't think he had the necessary executive skills to be there, but there he was. Hour number one has zipped on past. Second hour of the Bobby Mack Show is on the way next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.